I couldn't get my body to stop shaking. I was trembling, constantly trembling, and memories of it would just come back, reoccurring over and over and over.
Beatrice Arguedas is a subway conductor, driving her normal route on the Red Line in Boston, when one of her worst fears came to pass.
Upon entering one of the busiest stations, a man jumped in front of my train to commit suicide.
Entering Park Street.
You actually saw him
jump? I saw him jump. We sort of made eye contact, and then I felt the thud from him hitting the train, and then the crackling sound underneath the train. And then, of course, my heart starts thumping.
She came into our emergency room afterwards, very upset, no physical injury, entirely a psychological trauma.
Dr. Roger Pittman is a psychiatrist at Harvard Medical School who has studied and treated patients with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, for 25 years.
They're caught up so much with this past event that's constantly in their mind. They're living it over and over and over as it's happening again, and they just can't get involved in real life.
When Beatrice arrived in the emergency room, Pittman enrolled her in an experimental study of a drug called propranolol, a medication commonly used for high blood pressure and unofficially for stage fright. Pittman thought it might do something almost magical, trick Beatrice's brain into making a weaker memory of the event she had just experienced. In the study that is still underway, half the subjects get propranolol, half get placebo.
Do you know whether she got the drug?
No idea.
You have no idea?
We have no idea, and she has no idea.
To this day?
We won't know for another 2 years.
If Pittman is right, the results could fundamentally change the way accident victims, rape victims, even soldiers are treated after they experience trauma. The story begins with some surprising discoveries about memory. It turns out our memories are sort of like Jell-O. They take time, and while they're setting, it's possible to make them stronger or weaker. It all depends on the stress hormone adrenaline.
The man who discovered this is James McGaw, a professor of neurobiology at the University of California, Irvine. McGaw studies memory in rats, and he invited us to watch the making of a rat memory. In this case, how a rat, who's never been in this tank of water before, learns how to find a clear plastic platform just below the surface.
Well, he'll swim around randomly.
Oh, can he not see the platform?
No, he can't see the platform. His eyes are on the top of his head.
The rat will swim around the edge for a long time until eventually he ventures out and by chance bumps into the platform. The next day, he'll find the platform a little bit faster. But watch this rat, who learned where the platform was yesterday, then received a shot of adrenaline immediately afterward.
Notice that it starts out not on the edge.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, that's impressive.
Adrenaline actually made this rat's brain remember better, and McGaw believes the same thing happens in people.
Suppose I said to you, you know, I've watched your programs a lot over the years, and although it pains me to have to tell you this, I think you're one of the worst people I've ever seen on now don't take it personally.
So my stress system would go into overdrive, no
even,
question.
Even with my telling you that it's not true, there's nothing to keep you from blushing, from feeling warm all over.
I am warm all over.
Yeah.
I am.
That's,
no joke.
That's
really
the adrenaline. And I dare say that you're going to remember my having said that long after you've forgotten the other details of our discussion here. I guarantee it.